Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster bringing to you the news from the Sun City Independent, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Starting with the front page. Sun City veteran recognized by VFW by Zev Black. Stephen Michaels, a Sun City resident and veteran of the United States Navy, is being recognized by the Veterans of Foreign Wars through the Still Serving campaign. This initiative recognizes those who continue to strengthen the community after their time in the military has come to an end. Michaels, who has a degree in engineering from Northwestern University, started as an enlisted service member before becoming an engineering officer in 1999. He was on active duty in Afghanistan in 2010 as a civil affairs officer for the International Security Assistance Force. After the fall of Kabul in 2021, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan completely took over the country. More than 100,000 people were evacuated by the U.S. and its coalition partners. He is now a member of VFW Post 2135. After retiring from the Navy in 2021, he has spent countless hours working to help two Afghan men seek refuge from the Taliban. He was finally successful in getting them to the United States, where they were placed in Afghan communities in Washington State and Georgia. "It's great. It's great," one of the men, Namatullah, said about his relationship with Stephen. "He's such a kind man. He helped me to this day." He added that he loves living in the U.S., saying the people here are kind. "Everything in the United States is great," he said. "There are good parts and good people." Michael said he didn't do this for any type of recognition. Both of his parents were in the Army, and he said this is just the way he was raised. "I'm not a person that looks for personal accolades," he said. "I do things because it's the right thing to do. I don't do things to get awards." He added he's ultimately happy he's getting recognized because it's been a while since anyone has asked or cared about what veterans go through in war. Michaels doesn't have any children of his own, but views the two Afghan men as his own. He also said he has one regret that has come from all of this. "I feel terrible to this day that I couldn't help more of them because I know they're there," he said. "I know where they are. I know what's going on. It's far worse now. Their lives are miserable." People who are 20 years old living in Afghanistan have known nothing but war for their entire lives. Shafula and the other Afghan man said he will never forget how Michaels helped him. "I always mention him as my big brother," he said. "Anytime I remember your name, I pray for you. That belief you had in us was never expected from us. Our native brothers never believed like that, which you did for us." Michaels continues to support them in any way they need, but they rarely accept help. They both have jobs working at airports and are happy with where they are. He said there is one more big step in their life. I want to make sure they get stable, Michael said. I keep pushing them to meet an Afghan girl because she's almost 30 years old. Get moving, have the family, get stable, and then let's both talk about what we can do next. To learn more about the VFW Still Serving Initiative, go to todaysvfw.org. And that's the end of that article. Next, Sun City's golf scene continues to flourish, by Zev Black. According to World Population Review, there are 287 golf courses in Arizona. 15 of those are in Sun City and Sun City West. Because of this, the area supports a thriving golf ecosystem. Nate Pomeroy, a longtime PGA member and coach, has been golfing in Sun City since his parents moved to the area in 1973. He has seen a gradual shift in the golf culture, going from a close-knit community to needing outside play. After multiple generational shifts, a boom and bust state economy, but with significant investment in infrastructure, the region shifted. Sun City has remained true to its mission, but due to rapid regional growth and shifting interests, Sun City needed outside play to support the courses and to be able to support capital repairs. Sun City West resident Gary Bosack has lived in the community for 26 years and started out playing 5 days a week. Now, with more involvement in local governance, Bosack spends 3 days out on the courses. Our courses in the Sun City, such as Sun City West, Cortabella, Sun City, and the Grand, offer reasonable prices lower than those courses outside of the community, he said. Pomeroy said the best Sun City course for beginners is Lakes East, although he admitted if golfers find a group of people they enjoy playing with, it doesn't matter what course they hit on. The topic of conversation on the golf course specific to this year, according to Bosack, has been the weather, which has been nearly perfect and kept all the courses in really good shape. He said golfers always pay attention to the quality of a course. Bosack admits that during prime season, January to May, there are a lot of people playing the courses. A lottery system gives everyone a chance to experience tee time. Non-resident play is also a contributing factor to the number of rounds played. Bosack said non-residents can make reservations 4 days in advance, compared to 1 week ahead for residents. Depending on how often someone plays, the average price of a golf card can run around $40 per round, which attracts people to play in Sun City West. The game of golf has taken a big leap forward, according to Bosack, who said it is due to a lot of initiatives the United States Golf Association has in place for younger players, as well as the pandemic. When the pandemic hit, Bosack said there were limited activities available, so the numbers increased, certainly close to that number. Bosack said virtually everyone reaches a point where they go from playing as much golf as they can, and then the rounds dwindle because the body cannot handle it all. But he still really enjoys golf and the people he plays with. There are also many golf-related stores in the Sun Cities, including the family-run business Southwest Golf Cars. The shop has 4 locations across the valley, including one in Sun City West and Youngtown. They specialize in parts and cars and are an authorized Club Car and Star EV dealer. We're like a car dealership, except they're smaller vehicles, Nancy McIntosh, store general manager, said. We have a showroom. We have a parts department. People can come in and buy parts over the counter. We also have trained technicians that work on our vehicles. McIntosh recommends a middle-of-the-road used car for those looking to buy their first cart. McIntosh said the staff at her store talks to every customer to figure out exactly what they need, because many people don't realize how much thought needs to go into buying a cart. The store boasts over 70 different carts in gas, lithium, and electric. She said talking to customers is her favorite part of working in the store. It's all the different people you meet from so many different places, she said. There are so many similarities in how the world actually is a very small place. You don't realize the people we have in common can be very close to us. It's just meeting people. That's the funnest part. She loves the look in people's eyes when they pick up their cart, saying they get the same look that we all do when we buy something nice. It's special. And that's the end of that article. The next article, Menke hosts Holiday Service of Remembrance. Menke Funeral and Cremation Center's annual Holiday Service of Remembrance was December 13th, celebrating the lives of the loved ones of families served throughout the year. A commemorative video paid tribute to those being remembered. Menke General Manager Kelly Browder welcomed the families and introduced Chaplain David Kaminsky from Hospice of the Valley, who led the service. Musical selections were performed by Karen Gunderson, harp and vocals, joined by Menke receptionist admin Vicki Jasperson for a rendition of Silent Night. Funeral Director Rob Zimmerman, assisted by Funeral Director David Hinton and Continuous Care Specialist Nancy Scalariccio, presented each family with the candle ornament as their loved one's name was read aloud. Families placed these ornaments on the memorial tree, after which the dark room was darkened, except for the illuminated tree, creating a reflective atmosphere for the performance of Angels Among Us. The service concluded with a prayer emphasizing peace, strength, and hope for the journey ahead. Families were invited to take their candle ornaments home as keepsakes. Following the ceremony, light refreshments were served in the Menke Sun City Room, and guests had a visit from Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. And that's the end of that short article. On to the theater section. Sun City Players offer a glance at speed dating. Collective Dating by V.B. Leghorn is a group of 12 one-act plays, 5 of which the Sun City Players will be performing for its winter production. One of the selected plays highlights a speed dating session comprised of 3 couples unfamiliar to one another. Kathy Corbin is cast as a seasoned speed dater who grows impatient with a man who rambles on and is slow to answer questions posed to him. Corbin, who never used a dating service when she was single, appears in her fourth production with the Sun City Players after having recently been seen as Jenna in Farce of Nature. Mike Graham is depicting the man who cannot respond in a straightforward manner to questions. He commented that he would react much the same way as his character does in the play. Graham should be familiar face to Sun City patrons, having just completed the role of Sonny Barbosa in Force of Nature. Nancy Dearborn portrays a rather desperate, lonely woman, so eager to be in a relationship she has no standards whatsoever. This role is contrary to Dearborn's thinking, as she is very selective in her relationships. Dearborn is back on the marriage after being featured as Sister Augusta in Drinking Habits and Clairvoyant in Old Hams. Eric Emerson takes on the role of a sympathetic man who is seeking some adventure in dating. He is partnered with a very high-strung woman. Emerson, a singer and actor, is unlike his enactment since he would never consider utilizing a dating service to find that special person. His most recent performance on the main stage was as Lou Kahn in the 1940s Radio Hour. Returning to the stage for the first time since high school, Sandy Ryan plays a conservative woman who just happens to be paired with a man who has much in common with her. Ryan, who was employed by the acting agency during her teenage years, stated she is not at all like her portrayal, which is the reason it is called acting. Making his debut with the Sun City Players is Steve Krueger, who last acted in several vignettes with the church group more than 20 years ago. He is cast as a man who is hoping to find that special person. Steve himself was in the same situation and was successful in finding the right woman. Doug Anderson, who portrayed Neil in last season's The 1940s Radio Hour, has a small role as the monitor, who is responsible for enforcing the rules in the speed dating session. Anderson, who had performed in numerous musical productions in northern Indiana before moving to Sun City, wanted to try his hand at straight comedy and is in fact appearing in 3 of the 5 collective dating plays. Collective dating will be performed January 16th, 23rd, 17th, 18th, 24th, and 25th at the Mountain View Rec Center. Tickets are available at suncityplayers.org. Next article, Temple presents course about famous American Jewish women. 3 American Jewish women who helped reshape politics, social justice, and Jewish destiny at the turn of the 20th century, Henrietta Sould, Emma Goldman, and Golda Meir, shared immigrant roots and Jewish identity, yet chose radically different paths, religious renewal, political rebellion, and national leadership. Temple Beth Shalom of the West Valley, Rabbi Dana Evan Kaplan, will lead a 3-part interfaith course exploring how each woman challenged the limits placed on Jewish women and how their lives reflected competing visions of what it meant to be Jewish, American, and modern. Classes will be from 10 to 11:30 a.m. February 5th, 12th, and 19th at 12202 North 101st Avenue. Through vivid storytelling and discussion, we will meet a devoted founder of American Zionism, a fiery anarchist who terrified the establishment, and a future prime minister who learned politics on Milwaukee street corners. Together, their lives raise urgent questions about power, justice, faith, and belonging. Questions that continue to shape Jewish and American life today, Kaplan said. Meir was the first and only woman to be Prime Minister of Israel, and she served from 1969 to 1974. In 1906, she immigrated from Russia with her family to the U.S. She graduated from the Milwaukee State Normal School and became a teacher. While in Milwaukee, she embraced the labor Zionist movement. Prior to becoming Israel's fourth prime minister, she served as the labor secretary of the newly formed Jewish state and the Israeli foreign minister. Sold was born in Maryland, founded Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America. She used an ethical and pragmatic approach to improve the lives of both Jews and Arabs. After moving to Mandate, Palestine, she helped shape education, health, and social services there. Goldman immigrated from Russia to America in 1885. She was a modern radical who took seriously the idea that inner liberation is the first business of social revolution. Her politics were based on resistance to that which thwarted the free development of the inner self. The cost for this series is $20 for members and $35 for non-members. A discount is available by purchasing a coupon book. The registration deadline is noon February 2nd by calling the Temple office at 623-977-3240. And we'll finish up with some January library offerings. The Sun City Library, the Fairway Library. For a complete list of offerings and to register for classes, view www.mcldaz.org/sun-city. At the Sun City Library, Gentle Yoga will begin January 10th from 10 to 11 a.m. Gentle Yoga includes seating in a chair or on a mat, but no prior experience is needed. On Monday, January 12th, Art Afternoon takes place, a tale of two Baroques, which docents from the Phoenix Art Museum will be exploring different styles of Baroque art that reflect the same contrast. And if you're wanting some training on your iPhone, the camera app, Friday, January 16th from 10 to 11:30 a.m., learn how best to use the iPhone camera in any situation. And on Tuesday, January 20th, New Year, New You, Fresh and Flavorful Cooking Class from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Start the year off right with this class focused on delicious, healthy, and easy-to-make meals. Learn expert techniques for transforming wholesome ingredients into vibrant dishes that support wellness goals without sacrificing flavor. And at the Fairway Library Crafting for Adults Musical Painting Swap. A whole new world. Magical music from movies will take place January 13th from 10 to 11. And that is the end of our time together today. I want to thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.